Welcome in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us here on a Wednesday morning. Mayor Kelleher, good to see you in the studio.
Well, thank you. Good morning and welcome to this blessed rain.
Yes, it's been great getting this moisture and definitely need it. But before we talk about City Council last night, I want to talk about the very special day that we're blessed to have today, North Platte Giving Day. One of my favorite days of the year, and I'm sure one of your favorites too, Brandon.
Yes, North Platte Giving Day. I just crossed Mr. Seacrest as I was coming in and out of here from Bidden-Rask Community Foundation. I think he was on your sister station talking.
Yep. He'll be on later this morning with us too.
Well, that's excellent. That's excellent. We don't want to steal his message, but there's never a better day to give than Giving Day. So you can give online, or you can go to Bend, Nebraska and give by check or cash, however you prefer. And I recommend everyone give a little bit. It helps our local nonprofits, and that is one of the ways we move our community forward.
And you can't go wrong with any of the nonprofits. The thing that I love about it, too, is everybody has one that's passionate in their heart, close to their heart, one that they have a strong passion for. But you can't go wrong with any one of them.
That's right. They all have great efforts. They all do wonderful things. I'm a little biased to the community, or excuse me, the Public Schools Foundation, because of course my wife runs that one. So shameless.
And what a
plug.
Great job she does.
Yes, if you're wondering where to put your money, consider the Public School Foundation, please.
Any one of them are wonderful on this Giving Day. And I think back to last year, we had that tremendous showing of support for the Community Build Playground, raising over $100,000 on Giving Day. And I remember having Emily Worrell in the studio, and she was just blown away by that outpouring of support. And now look at the progress we've made.
Right, right. It's a fantastic playground. And Emily and Tani received the Woman of Achievement Award this
year,
in large part because of their efforts to get that playground going.
Very well deserved.
Not only did they raise the money, but they were over there helping build it the entire time, I believe.
I saw him there the entire time, and you stopped over several times to help out too when you were available.
Well, I don't know how much I helped, but I walked around and talked to people. So I think Matt Bortner, he was a contractor who helped him. He was had a lot to do with the setup and the configuration, the building of it. And he happens to be my mother's neighbor, so that's kind of how I know. And he's a local contractor too. Does a fantastic job.
So. Now, Mayor Kelleher, before we talk about City Council last night, I want to mention that it's been quite busy for you lately. Well, the mayor's job always busy, but sometimes a little bit out of the public light, sometimes more in the public light. And I would say you've been in the spotlight quite a bit here the past several days with quite a bit going on throughout our community and some proclamations from you.
Yes, we have had. This is Foster Care Month here in North Platte, just in case you didn't know. We did that proclamation last night, and then we also did, there have been two or three others in the last week, and I don't want to not mention one, so I'm not going to stop right there, so I don't want to miss anybody. But you're right, there have been several. It's sort of like, it's May, let's get everything going, because my goodness, Terry and I were reviewing the calendar the other day, and I thought, well, I guess I'll see you next Tuesday. That sort of thing. So, but that's okay. Communities that are growing are making things happen, and that's what we want here in North Platte, so I'm perfectly okay with it.
And there's a lot of joy in a public servant's office, but I would say in the role of the mayor's office, those proclamations and ribbon-cutting kind of events have to be some of the most joyous occasions, I would imagine.
Well, they're very nice. They're fun, and they're always well done, and there's always cookies or something like that, so that's excellent. But it's good causes, and it's causes or businesses or things that people feel passionate about, and when people are out there doing the things they want, making them grow, making them happy, that means they're happy in their shoes, and they're making things happen in the town, which is what you want in a growing community.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Mayor Kelleher, last night's North Platte City Council meeting, I think the big item on the agenda revolved around a project and conversation that's been continuing here throughout the past several weeks with the North Platte City Code of Ordinances.
That's correct. I think this was the third meeting in a row that we've discussed in some form the zoning ordinance.
Yes, the zoning
update. And we're just updating a portion of the zoning. This is primarily what you'd call the residential zoning update, as you know from the Planning Commission. And next, you guys, I think, started last week in the Planning Commission to sort of tackle the business zoning, as I recall.
I was not able to attend last week, but yes, they did dive into that a little
bit. That's right. And
toes into the water.
That will take a little bit of work, probably 2 or 3 months or so, and then I imagine we'll be back at the City Council with that sometime in late summer, early fall.
And I just have to add, too, that Mrs. Clark has done a tremendous job. These are some big projects, Mr. Mayor, and she's done a great job at tackling these big projects without overwhelming anybody. It's been baby steps. It's been a progressional sort of thing.
Yeah, I think she's taken not only her own wisdom from doing that job for many years, but also just cues from other communities that have been going through zoning updates, is that it's best not to tackle all your zoning all at the same time.
It gets confusing.
Because it gets confusing, and people get lost, and you miss things. And if you look at some of the discussions and the in-between discussions that have occurred throughout the last month and a half with council meetings, many of those have been, oh, we talked about making this change. Oops, now I realize we need to change this a little further down line because we changed this up here. So there's been a lot of that editing and zoning. And even last night, Mr. Reeker found an inconsistency that everyone had missed. And that shows you how many changes have been going on. So we fixed that as we motioned the zoning into existence last night. So we'll have to go through a couple more readings because it's an ordinance, requires three readings. Mm-hmm. But I don't anticipate there'll be any further changes to that piece. And then, of course, there'll be other pieces going forward. And I think it's important to let people know that, you know, many times people think of zoning as being more restrictive. And if you look at the zoning that was approved last night, or excuse me, was voted on last night, there are some things that you could probably interpret as being a little more restrictive. However, there are other things that are actually relaxed. For example, right now, if you want to build townhomes in North Platte, you'd have to go get a conditional use permit because of the setback rule, ultimately, is the reason. Well, excuse me, the lot line rule, not the setback rule. But right now, so with the zoning changes, townhomes in appropriate zones are now allowed. You don't have to get a conditional use permit. That's a decrease in government regulation. It's one less thing a builder has to do.
Less red tape, I would say.
Exactly. And boy, do we need any kind of reasonable home and stable and safe home that we can get right now.
Absolutely.
So, and if you look at the townhomes that are already in North Platte, every one of them I'm aware of are very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Kristen Court, which is primarily what you would consider townhomes. Mm-hmm. And there is another court out off Phillips Street in the west end of town. I forget what the court name is, but it's largely townhomes on one side of that too.
And
they're just beautiful.
Over there by the Sandbridge Apartments.
West Phillips.
Oh, West Phillips.
Oh, excuse me. You're right.
There's some by East Phillips.
That's
too,
correct.
Yeah.
There are. Yes, yes. I forget the name of that street as well. So I probably should have driven by and looked at those. The ones on West Phillips, I drive by every day going to work.
I just drove by East Phillips yesterday. I was at Gary's driving home. So I drove by those yesterday. So.
Right, right. So anyway, point being, there's lots of them in town, and they're beautiful.
I mean,
they're very well maintained, and at least so far, people take good care of them. So it's something that we need now. Are we going to see whole bunches of townhomes springing up in North Platte? I have no idea. But the point is, it's a relaxing of regulations in order to address a need in the community.
Absolutely.
And that's what government should be doing. We should be finding ways to make things simpler, not make things harder.
North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us as he does every other Wednesday to talk about the latest going on throughout our wonderful community and recap the North Platte City Council meeting from the evening before. Mayor Kelleher, anything else on the agenda from last night that you wanted to bring up, sir?
Well, there was one fairly significant item in the consent agenda that if you didn't look closely at it, you might not have noticed, and that's the police union contract update. Mm. And typically every other year, we do a updates with the various unions the city works with, and it was time to do the police one. And in the case of the policemen's pay and benefits, they were really out of the norm for the state. They were quite a bit under, and so we've started the process of fixing that.
Okay.
And I want to congratulate Chief Reeves and Lane and Matt Kibben, the exiting city administrator, who all worked very hard to make sure that we were doing the right thing in a responsible budgetary manner. And so I think that we'll see some good improvement for police wages over the next few weeks, over the next few months, and it'll bring them in line with what policemen across the state are making instead of being way under. You might know that we're a little understaffed in the police department right now.
Unfortunately.
And when you think about that from the hiring perspective, there's no way we're going to recruit policemen to North Platte, Nebraska if we're paying a significant percentage less than anyone else in the state.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not going to come here. Why would they? Unless they have some attachment to the community or something like that.
Yeah.
So we need to be competitive in our wages and benefits, and that's really what this update was about.
Also on the department head front too, Mr. Mayor, wanted to bring up that there's been several city council work sessions this week, including one that was done yesterday ahead of the city council meeting, and one that was done last week in which our department head and interim city administrator, Mr. Grosset, did a lot of work on with a landfill.
Yes, yes.
Landfill.
Yeah, we had commissioned a study for the landfill, it's been several months ago now, probably 6 or 8 months ago. I don't remember exactly when. And the engineering firm and Lane and Matt had worked with them to understand whether the landfill in North Platte was a viable option. Long story short, technically, it's a viable option. Financially, it is not a viable option at this point. we would need quite a bit more substance to put in there than we currently generate. So perhaps in 5 or 10 years, it might be something the city will want to consider again.
That's what I was going to bring up. I watched that meeting virtually, and I think you said it perfectly. At this point, it doesn't make sense. But it's something that down the road may very well make sense, especially I think Mr. Gross has brought this up too, if the city continues to expand a population.
What I'm very proud about, very happy about, and people put work into this, but this is something that somebody had a good idea. We analyzed it, really analyzed it, you know, both logistically and financially, and figured out that it's not a bad idea in any way, it just doesn't work financially. And many times in government and in other organizations, somebody gets a good idea and everybody just sort of runs in and does the good idea without enough analysis. And then you end up a few years down the road in a mess.
Yeah, bit of a pickle.
We avoided anything like that in this case. We analyzed it. We realized it wasn't the right thing to do right now. Might be in the future, but that's exactly what you want your government doing. Looking at something, is it a good idea, bad idea? Nope, doesn't work right now, but it might in the future.
Yeah.
Move on.
This information is wonderful to have right now and could even be beneficial in the future as well.
That's right. The land out there won't change much in the next 10 years.
No. Mayor Keller, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Well, I just want to take a moment to plug Giving Day again, since I'm sitting here. And by the way, if you happen to be a Star Wars fan, it is May the 4th.
Yes, so, May the
4th be with you as well. So, again, lots of Giving Day activities today. You can give online, and of course, you can give in person at Bidmask Community Foundation if that's what you like to do. So, please take a moment. $5 helps any cause.
Yeah, if we all do what we can, that's my thing. Is I think when people think about donations, they think that they have to give hundreds of thousands of dollars. And if you're able to, that's great. But if we all give what we can, whether that's $20, $5, $500, makes a world of a difference.
That's right. And if you look at the list of donations, most of which come in Giving Day, by far, they're all in the hundreds of dollars. Mm-hmm. They're not in the thousands or something like that. It's usually people giving, you know, 50 or 100 or,
sure,
or 20 or something like
that. A bit here, a bit there.
Quite a bit of them are in that region. And that just goes to show you the community supports things. So you give what you can. If it's a dollar or 20, then do that.
The canteen spirit's alive and well, Mr. Mayor.
That is right.
It's a busy day today throughout our wonderful community. We know Governor Ricketts will be here to talk about the legislative session that recently concluded. Also today, you'll be in attendance at a banquet for tourism, as the Lincoln County North Platte Visitors Bureau will be having their annual awards. Wonderful recognition.
That is correct. It's Tourism Week.
Yes.
That was the first proclamation this week.
Yep.
Yes, it was at the Spike during a rainstorm/blizzard.
I was joking with somebody yesterday, might have been with Lisa, that we had all seasons within a matter of hours here in the great state of Nebraska.
We
all
do.
Four seasons.
We do. But boy, isn't that rain wonderful.
Oh, we needed it. We needed it. Snow was a little ugly, but I'm not going to complain because it absorbed it in the ground almost immediately. So
That's right. But it was I thought it was a beautiful snow. I like to watch snow fall. It's kind of relaxing.
From inside, it's fun to watch.
Yes, you don't want to stand out there.
Yeah, usually, I would agree.
Unless you're skiing or something like that. Duck hunting, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Well, keep your chin up, North Platte. Things are starting to happen here. We have to address housing. That's going to be our next really big problem, and there's lots of folks working on it. And we will make some things happen, and together we'll make this community grow.
Now, Mr. Mayor, that's a great point to wrap up on, but I want to mention as well that before we conclude that last night was Mr. Kibben's last meeting as city administrator.
That is correct. He was actually sitting in the audience. We joked with him a little bit while he was sitting there because he was in his t-shirt and jeans. I think he's working on his lawn.
Senioritis?
That's right. So, yes, I think this is Matt's last week in North Platte. I believe his family will be here for a little bit, you know, while they finish school, and then they'll be relocating to their new home in Ohio.
Okay. And definitely in capable hands with Mr. Grossith on the interim basis, and blessed to have an individual that has that experience and that willingness to step forward for us.
Yes. We're very lucky to have Lane and Don and the other people. I guess we didn't really mention the audit that we had
at
the city council last night.
We had the
audit
session.
Report, and that went very well. We continue to do well as a community financially, and it's from the budget perspective, we believe we'll be able to increase our cash stockpile. That's not the official term, but that's what I call it as a joke, so that we have a backup revenue fund as a community. Now, that's been something that's been identified on the audit for many years as North Platte hasn't been able to do that. And then with Mr. Kibben's leadership last year, we got about right at $2 million put in there. I believe we need to have close to $8 million in there to meet what the audit would like us to have. So hopefully over the next 3 or 4 years, we'll be able to reach close to that $8 million. And that puts our city in just in a better shape financially. But we're in very good shape financially right now. We have very low debt. We have very low interest rate on our bonds. So we're in good shape.
I'm always impressed with the work that Don does, especially for an individual like me that doesn't come from that finance background. And an individual that does, Councilman Lucas, is often, you could tell, impressed with the work that Don does.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, I'm definitely not a finance expert, so I appreciate Don. Once in a while, I say, okay, Don, explain to me how this works. And then she drops it down to where I can understand
Yes, she does a great job of putting it in layman's terms.
That's right. That's right.
Mr. Mayor, as always, we appreciate the time, sir. Happy Giving Day and happy May 4th.
Yes, to you too. Thanks for having me.